I think it's time to make a start. First of all, can we go around the room? This is Paul Benson, North West England.
Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Okay, last week we had a Benko Gambit where White played what looked like a crazy queen sacrifice. Managed to get an awful lot of pressure around the Black King. And due to some inaccurate play by Black, was allowed to inflict a very pretty mate with four minor pieces against the lone King. Well, we're going to have another Benko Gambit accepted, and it's going to be the same player with the white pieces. Game begins, Delta 4. Game move, Delta 4. Game move, Black, Knight, Foxtrot, 6. Game move, White, Charlie, 4. Game move, Black, Charlie, 5. Game move, White, Delta, 5. Game move, Black, Bravo, 5. Game move, White, Charlie takes, Bravo, 5. Game move, Black, Alpha, 6. Game move, White, Bravo takes, Alpha, 6. Game move, Black, Bishop takes, Alpha, 6. Game move, White, Knight, Charlie, 3. Game move, Black, Delta, 6. Game move, White, Knight, Foxtrot, 3. Game move, Black, Golf, 6. Game move, White, Golf, 3. Game move, Black, Bishop, Golf, 7. Game move, White, Hotel, 4. Game move, Black, Castles, Kingside.
What's the idea of that Hotel 4?
Just open up the hotel file. Open lines, same variation as we had last week.
Okay. What was that, the Hotel 4?
Hotel 4, for White, Game move, White, Hotel 4. Yep. Same variation as we had last week, which is why I'm not giving any analysis. It's pointless repeating it.
Yeah.
The game move for Black is Castle's Kingside. Game move for White is just proceed with the Kingside attack. Pawn, Hotel 5. Mm-hmm. Last week, I think we saw here Knight, Bravo, Delta 7. White opened up the Hotel 5. And put the Bishop on Hotel 3. Queen on Charlie 2 and got some tactics going against the Black. All very fascinating. It wasn't sound, but it worked. As Tell says, he's lost count of the number of times he had to admit to losing the post-mortem after having won the game. What a sad evening he must have had at these Grandmaster tournaments, where he had to admit to everyone he lost the post-mortem.
I'll take the win over the post-mortem any time.
Yeah. Okay, so the previous game, Black ignored this pawn. Black just went for development, Knight, Bravo, down to 7, White opened up the Hotel file, and Black played some queen side moves, played Rook Echo 8, Rook Bravo 8, Queen Alpha 5, and we had an opposite wing attack. And White eventually got three pieces for the queen, but it was still very double-edged, very difficult to play.
By the way, in general, the Benko Gambit, is that still played at the highest levels by black, or is it kind of refuted at this point, or what?
It's rare to see the 2700 Elo players playing it. If they do, it'll probably be against a much lower rated opponent.
Surprise, yeah.
As a surprise, they've got a new complication, little complication ready. Mm. It's a club players open, more, yeah. Mostly. But it's got Benko. It's got the name Benko on it. Right. So he thought it was worth playing.
Yeah.
But these days it'll be a one-off. It'll be once a year you play the Benko Gambit, maybe 2700 plus, just purely and simply as a surprise to shock you. And then they're worrying, what do you know? Yeah, what new idea are you going to come up with? Okay. Yeah. So this game. White plays pawn, hotel 5, it's black to play. Game move for black is knight takes pawn, hotel 5. So, black is taking the pawn, giving white a semi-open file. There's probably a variety of ways for white to play this. White could eventually just start pushing kingside pawns to push the hotel 5 knight away and start trying to make use of doubling rooks on the hotel 5. Looks a bit slow, but white could play something like bishop hotel 3 to golf 4, maybe put the king on hotel 2, which avoids all the queenside pressure, and then slowly double rooks on the hotel 5. It looks a bit slow, but Black can't break through, and black can't easily make use of the centre too easily. It's just an idea which probably doesn't work at grandmaster level, but at club level might well bring results. All right, white to play. Any ideas?
Well, unlike a previous game, white can't play queen takes pawn on hotel 5. After the exchange sacrifice. It will take a lot of preparation to do that. So this looks pretty good. Black gets the pawn. I mean, you can just retreat the knight, and it'll be similar, but instead of having an open hotel file, he's got a pawn there at hotel 7. Of course, it costs him a couple of tempi to do that, so there are always trade-offs.
Yeah, it's not easy to assess this position. There were only three games on the database with this pawn hotel 4 idea anyway. So it's not been tested at the top level.
If white wants to play like Tal, he might play rook takes knight right here. And then in the long run try and
make use of the strategic weaknesses on the black king side. Yeah. Okay, white agrees. The game move for white is rook takes knight, hotel 5.
Is this a Tal plan?
No, not Tal. It's the same player as last week. Same player with white as last week.
Wow. Because otherwise, black could have retreated the knight, and then, black has got a pretty good fortress there.
No, black could never retreat the knight. As soon as white pushed the pawn, black took it. And now white is taking it.
Right,
black never had a chance to.
If white didn't play rook takes knight, then black could retreat the knight to foxtrot 6 and have a pretty good fortress. And
maybe
a pawn.
For a while. So that's why white is taking it now. Mm-hmm. So to force black into structural weakness. The game move, black has no choice. Black must. Well, right, the only other move black could do is throw in bishop takes Charlie 3 check for some reason. I can't see why. I don't see why you should give it the golf 7 bishop for this piece, knight on Charlie 3. So the game move for black is virtually forced. The game move for black is golf takes foxtrot 6.
So black's kingside is a mess on the one hand, but he's up material on the other. So
just an exchange, yeah. All right, so...
And a pawn.
Yep. What is the white development plan going to be, roughly speaking? What do you think white should do?
Well, he's got to do a kingside attack. That's where the weaknesses are.
Yeah.
One idea would be to play, to move the, well, clear that diagonal so white could play queen takes hotel fire.
So you're thinking of playing, moving the echo pawn, moving the foxtrot three knights, but surely black is just going to play knight delta seven to foxtrot six defend it.
Yeah, that's a point.
And if you move the echo pawn, white black will definitely trade light squared bishops. So you'll never be able to line up a queen on delta one, a bishop on echo two, against a protected pawn on hotel five.
Mm.
You can't. You could manoeuvre your foxtrot three knight, but how do you do it? Knight hotel four, golf two, foxtrot four. It's slow. So you're never going to get queen. You're never going to get a successful queen hotel five, unless you're prepared to play bishop out to golf five. And if knight black plays knight foxtrot six, you take it. But you still have the problem of lining up your queen on hotel five.
Well, it's already lined up. It's already on the diagonal.
Yeah, but how do you get it? How do you expose hotel five? Without the exchange, oh, I suppose you could play bishop golf two and pawn echo three or echo four.
Yeah.
And then you have to play something like nice hotel two, bishop foxtrot three. Looks a bit slow, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, it's certainly the thing you want to aim at, I think, is the hotel five pawn. So, yeah, I think I would go after it the way we said it and play bishop to go five and then take the knight if it's there. And then take the pawn.
It's going to be a bit slow. You're going to have to finish it with your bishop or put it on hotel three. You could go queen delta two foxtrot four, or queen delta two golf five.
Yeah.
But in the meanwhile, black will play knight delta seven foxtrot six, so you can't have a bishop and a queen on golf five at the same time. So you need to go bishop golf five, queen delta two. Queen foxtrot four, hotel four. And in the meanwhile, your bravo two pawn is going to come under immediate attack. There's going to be queen alpha five, there's going to be rook bravo eight once the knight has moved across to the king's side.
Let's see. Of course, when you put your king, you can castle queen side, which has the advantage you get the rook over fast to the hotel one square. But
okay, so
king is a little dangerous. The danger over there itself.
Yeah. So what piece formation, roughly, do you think white could go for?
He could, do the whole echo four thing, and then end up putting his king at golf two, and then bring the rook to hotel one, so on.
Possibly, but I thought you wanted your queen on hotel five, if anything.
Yeah, but the rook would be quite good too. And if you had the rook, and then the queen can come in too, and black's weak king could be exposed.
So how are you going to get castle queen side?
Okay. Well, of course, you got to move your bishop and queen. So, well, the old trick of, you know, I guess lining up the bishop and queen and playing bishop to hotel six could be quite good, because that would further weaken the black king side and the king.
How are you going to defend Bravo 2?
Well, the queen will be at delta 2. And then eventually the king will be, maybe, the king will be at Charlie 1.
Hmm. Okay, so you're looking at bishop golf 5, queen delta 2, castle queen side, as one possibility.
Right.
And then you could lift bishop golf 2 and rook hotel 1. You've more or less got it right.
Yeah.
Only it's not queen delta 2. It's queen Charlie 2.
Right, isn't it?
Game move for white is queen Charlie 2.
Hmm.
Well, if you're going to get rook takes hotel 5 in, if you're planning a system whereby you manage to play rook to hotel 1 takes hotel 5, queen's much better on Charlie 2.
Yeah, it hits the...
It's hotel 7 immediately, yeah?
Maiden stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And if black plays pawn hotel 6, you have a bishop on this diagonal to just win a pawn back and have a very comfortable position.
Mm.
Okay, so the game move for white is queen Charlie 2.
Mm. Now, well,
which protects Bravo 2, it's looking to protect combinations on Charlie 3.
Black Knight would like to get to Bravo 4, but it's inconvenient the way it's set up for him now.
Mm. Well, it could play Bishop Bravo 7. Now, I'm not sure if Bishop takes Charlie 3 and followed by Bishop takes Delta 5. It's the right way to go. I think giving up the dark squared bishop on golf 7 would be too much. I think you're asking for trouble.
Yeah. And your bishop on alpha 6 is well placed already. So. And you probably want to, the other thing, you want to bring the knight over to the king's side maybe for protection. Oh.
Of course, black cannot play bishop Charlie 8 to foxtrot 5 because there's nothing supporting it. That would be a good. It would be a good diagonal to put your bishop on golf 6 to Bravo 1, but black can't get it there easily.
Mm-hmm.
Black would have to play bishop golf 4, bishop Charlie 8 back to Charlie 8 into golf 4, play pawn hotel 4 giving it back and retreat bishop hotel 5 to golf 6. But it's not clear it's doing anything good on golf 6. If white has a knight on hotel 4. Okay, so the game move for white is queen Charlie 2. Well, black must get on with development, so what's the most sensible looking black move?
Knight delta 7.
Which gives opportunities to come knight bravo 6 or foxtrot 6 or I can 5, depending how you feel. Okay, game move for black is knight delta 7.
And it's the only way you can come out in one move. Now.
Yeah, and when a piece moves, it vacates the square.
Yep, so there's a Bravo file there.
So black's going to put a rook on the Bravo file soon, yep. Okay, so the game move for white is, well, we're getting on with our development plan. The game move for white is bishop golf 5. It's got to go somewhere. I don't know where else it could actually go. It's as good a square as any, I think, on golf 5. If black plays knight foxtrot 6, you keep options of bishop takes foxtrot 6 in the air if a suitable combination arises. You don't want to play just because you can. You wait until there's a specific reason for playing bishop takes a knight on foxtrot 6.
Right. Yeah. And then he tied up knight blocks the golf 7 bishop.
It does. You can't have everything.
Black would like to have open for the attack on the queen side. Especially castles on the queen side. Okay.
Yeah, so what Black just gets on with a sensible development of the way. Game move for Black is knight foxtrot 6. So he's saying to White, if you want to take my knight, take it. Go on. Right, so it's White to play. There's an obvious move. Are you going to play it? Oh no, it's not so obvious. There's two developing moves for White.
Could just go ahead and castle queenside or develop the upstart bishop.
Well, one's highly committal. And
one
you're probably going to have to do anyway. So you might as well hold back the committal move and keep your opponent guessing. So the game move for White is Bishop Golf 2. Now if you think about it, if you castle queenside, you've signalled what your intention is. You intend to play Bishop Golf 2 and Rook Hotel 1. Whereas if you play Bishop Golf 2 first, Black still doesn't know if you're actually going to castle queenside. So you just leave your opponent in a little bit of doubt as to where you're going to commit your king.
So you might even play king to delta 2 in some variation.
Okay, well, if Black's got to do something on the queen side. Black doesn't do anything on the king side. White is looking for king side activity. Black should leave that region of the board alone. Don't make any moves, because there'll almost certainly be moves that tend to help White to get the attack rolling. So Black's got two moves to play on the queen side. It probably doesn't greatly matter which way round you do it.
I think Queen Alpha 5.
That's one. Yeah, that's definitely the best square for the Queen.
Mm.
And it then keeps options of Rook Foxtrot Bravo 8.
Yeah, this time he can put the Foxtrot Rook over there. Last week he put the Alpha Rook there. I didn't like that much at the time.
Well, that's when White tries to hold on to the pawn. The usual setup is for Black to begin with either Queen Charlie 7 or Queen Alpha 5, and then play the rooks to the Alpha Bravo files.
Yeah.
And then lift up the Bravo file, and then see if the Bravo file should go to the Alpha file or the Alpha rook should go to the Bravo file. And it's usually the latter. It's usually doubling rooks on the Bravo file, which seems to come into play. All right, the game move for Black is Rook Bravo 8.
Is that not the queen move?
Not the queen move, no. Game move for Black is Rook Bravo 8. I think Queen Alpha 5 might be slightly... it's less committal, and it's where the queen I think belongs to be. It's a square she should be on, and it forces White to respond to the threat of knight takes pawn delta 5, because Queen Alpha 5 would pin the Charlie 3 knight.
Yeah, and then you think be almost more natural to put the rooks on Alpha and the Bravo files instead of doing it this way. But here's a guy, a second guy, doing it the same way. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, remember that this player, we have no FIDE rating for White or Black. Mm-hmm. Now, research for the play with the white pieces revealed that around about 2004-05 he became Grandmaster, and this game, the last week's game was played in 1988, and this week's game is played in 1989. So it's a year later, and it's the same venue, and he's playing the same opening, only this time he's sacrificed an exchange in Hotel 5.
Different black opponent, though.
Different black player. And
the black saw the game from the year before, so he should know.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know how published that tournament from 1988 was.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the tournament was published, but not everyone buys the booklets of the games.
Yeah, it costs money in those days.
Yeah. Right, all I can say is the previous opponent of last week had quite a few games on the database, whereas the opponent this week, I think, might only have three games on the database.
Mm-hmm.
So it's implying that they haven't been very active, or if they have, they've not been playing in tournaments considered important enough to be collected and placed in databases. So I'm wondering if black is maybe about 2100, who has entered as an enthusiastic amateur in a Grandmaster event. Because looking at it was strange. I looked down 365 chess for the games, yeah, and it seemed to imply there were 13 rounds, but there was nowhere near 13 games for all the players in there. So, you know, and, well, maybe I was misreading it. Maybe I was misreading the site or reading it too quickly. But it seems as if the games file was considerably incomplete. And there were some top grandmasters, 2,500 plus, up to 2,550.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of 2,400s. So, you know, it's quite a strong event. So, this
player, also, Black is the one who chose the Benko Gambit, so
yeah,
at least he would follow the Benko Gambits because there aren't that many to follow. If like Informatur or something that those days.
Yeah. Oh, Informatur was out. Informatur has been running since about the 1960s.
Yeah.
Late 1960s.
Well, if they sort the games for you, you have to go. Well, it probably is an index or something, so you can.
No, I think it did.
You find the Benko Gambits pretty easily. Of course, again, it costs money, so.
No, Informatur did sort them out. It used the ECO code,
yes,
from A00 through to E99. So you only had to flip through the book. A00 games would be at the front, and E99 games would be at the back. They didn't publish it by tournaments. They published it by opening system. Only they didn't name it. They just gave it A00, A01, A02, through to E99. So you could fairly soon find. But where you would miss out would be the Queen's Gambits can arise from the English, the Retty.
Oh yes.
So you have to do a lot of sifting. And the eco code goes on the first few moves. So you can end up in a Queen's Gambit declined, but you can enter it by the English and it will be given an English code.
Yeah.
So you have to be aware of opening transpositions. And look, it only came out once every 6 months. So you have plenty of time to go through and mark a game as appropriate or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Black just didn't bother with that. He just played and, well, didn't bother much with it.
Or maybe Black's making it up on the board.
Yeah.
So I reckon Black might be about 2,100. I reckoning White, according to, well, best guesses, might be 2,200 to 2,300. Maybe 2,250-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're the strength of the players. So we don't expect Grand Mastery today. So there's going to be moves that maybe at Grandmaster level you would say are dubious. But that's what club players do.
Yeah.
Okay. So the game move for Black is Rook Bravo 8. Okay, let's move 14 now. Yeah. Game move for white is castle's queenside, so white goes for it.
Since both players have castled into it.
Yes. Yeah. Both are leading with the chin. Yeah. All right, well, I think there's probably only one sensible black attacking move to consider here.
The queen not for five.
Yeah, set up ideas on the dark squares. Game move for black is queen alpha five.
You said, why didn't I do that first?
You'd have probably transposed, but you might have put the foxtrot rook. Ending up putting the foxtrot rook on.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And if you keep rooks on alpha 8 and bravo 8, after the queen comes to alpha 5, you got and white castles queenside, you've got ideas of bishop Charlie 4, threatening alpha 2 pawn.
Yeah.
And there might be, and if white plays pawn bravo 3, there might be a combination involving bishop takes bravo 3, alpha takes bravo 3,
yeah.
Rook takes bravo, not rook takes bravo 3 yet. Bishop takes Charlie 3 off, takes Bravo 3, Queen Alpha 1 check, all sorts of ideas around. Or Queen Alpha 3, threatening Rook takes Bravo 3.
If you can get white to move one of those pawns, it's going to make it weak.
Targets emerge, yeah, you're right. Or Bishop Charlie 4, and if you're not brave enough to sacrifice a piece, drop the bishop back and then you play Pawn Charlie 4. And it's beginning to open up in front of the white king. So there's a brave way and a slightly slower way.
Yeah, that way you don't even lose material, and you got a pretty good attack. So yeah. it's really a question of whose attack is going to get there first now.
Yeah.
It's not going to last too long, I would predict.
All right. So let's see what happens then. Game move for black is, so white's got a bishop, white's played bishop golf 2, black played rook bravo 8, white played castle queen side, black played queen alpha 5.
Well, one thing I noticed here, maybe the black moves that alpha rook to get it off the diagonal, though I don't see what the risk is along the diagonal particularly, but I'd be part of the idea.
Well, you could just do rook alpha 7 if you wanted to do that.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't see how the diagonal is going to clear very easily for anyway. Yeah.
Well, white can't open up the diagonal, and black isn't going to play pawn echo 6 to open up the diagonal.
Right, so I don't think that risk on the diagonal is real. So anyway. Though tempi are very important here, so I don't like that alpha to bravo rook thing.
Well, again, as I said, you're dealing with club player, I think.
Happened the year before, which...
Well, he's got so few games on the database, which means he doesn't attend very much. Or... He plays in the events that just don't get written down.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a tournament going on in Leningrad, which is where it was played, Leningrad 1989. There could be a grandmaster section, then an amateur section, and a club players section, and then a novices section. Yeah. So it just gives the average players a chance to just be in the same room as a top flight grandmaster in them, or a fairly strong grandmaster in them, not top flights. There's no world champions present. There's no candidate players present. They're just the odd 2550, a few 2500s, and then plenty of 2400s. So it's
2500 is a very good chess player.
So put it this way, if you or I find ourselves in that event, we'd be pleased to come out with 25% at the end of the tournament.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so white has just castle queen side. Black has just played queen half of five. It's white to play. Any ideas?
Well, obvious is rook to hotel one, I suppose.
Well, if you don't, where are you going to attack? Or are you not bothering with the attack now?
What's that?
Well, if you're not going to play rook hotel one, what else are you going to do?
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing much else to do.
So it's the only sensible move to play for any sort of attack, isn't it?
Yeah, really, but you could play maybe what later we're going to do, knight hotel four to foxtrot five.
Okay, that's interesting. Unless you do so, you threaten echo seven and golf seven. Yeah, knight hotel four to foxtrot five is an interesting idea. Notice you can't get crude with bishop takes foxtrot six and try and play knight golf five because there's nothing protecting it. So you can't have a bishop and a knight sitting on golf five at the same time.
Right.
If you could organise knight golf five, great. You'd have to go bishop foxtrot four. You can't get it to echo five. You'd have to retreat bishop delta two, move the alt Charlie knight, play bishop Charlie three, play knight golf five, and then play bishop takes foxtrot six. If you want to mate or queen takes hotel seven. Now how many moves is that? One, two, three, four, five. It takes five moves to have a knight on golf five and then eliminate the foxtrot six knight. And in the meanwhile, black's going to be doing something on the queen side.
Yeah, which is pretty quick also. Yeah.
So, are you going to play rook hotel one or not?
Yeah.
Okay, the game move for white is rook hotel one. Black to play. Any ideas?
Boy, doesn't seem to probably just proceed with the Queensland attack. Bishop Charlie 4, I guess, as you said. Looks good.
Okay, yeah, I haven't looked at that. Well, not in this position. That might force pawn Bravo 3, and then black can play bishop takes pawn Delta 5.
Yeah.
There you've got to be careful. Bishop takes foxtrot 6 might cost you a piece. Now there's bishop takes foxtrot 6, bishop takes foxtrot 3 to calculate. So bishop Charlie 4 is setting off quite some complications of tactics.
Yeah.
Bishop Charlie 4, pawn Bravo 3, bishop takes Delta 5, bishop white, bishop takes foxtrot 6. If black bishop takes foxtrot 6, oh, hang on. If white plays knight takes bishop Delta 5, black can come in. White can come in with bishop takes pawn, bravo 2, check. Getting very dangerous in front of the white king. So bishop Charlie 4 takes delta 5 seems to open up the white king. If white gets greedy and tries to play bishop takes knight, foxtrot 6.
Yeah.
But if white allows bishop Charlie 4, pawn Bravo 3, bishop takes delta 5, black will retreat bishop echo 6, and then play pawn Charlie 4 to take advantage of the advanced white Bravo pawn. Mm-hmm. And it looks as if black's hitting open lines against the white queen side very quickly.
White can be counterattacking, but it looks a little slower.
Yeah. Though after bishop Charlie 4, Maybe white could just play bishop takes foxtrot 6, black bishop takes foxtrot 6, rook takes hotel 5, threatening queen takes hotel 7 mate. There's another reason why the foxtrot 8 rook could have moved across to the queen side. In that sort of combination, the black king has king foxtrot 8 to echo 8 to run away. If you recall last week, the black king got caught on the king's side by its own rook on echo 8. It did eventually move out of the way, but by then the white pieces had massed to have a forced mating nest, unless black could somehow break it, and it took black two minor pieces to be gifted away before the mating net could be neutralised. Mm-hmm. And even then, black had a winning position. So black was winning in about three different ways in last week's game. But as Tal says, he won the post-mortem. He lost the post-mortem. He won the game, but lost the post-mortem. And that's what we saw last week. So fortune sometimes does favour the bold.
I think often in chess, even unsound attacks are often successful, I think, in chess, and even more so, of course, at our level.
It's a standard of defending, isn't it? How can players calculate tactics? Can they find surprise defensive resources in a difficult position?
Yeah. I mean, white's going to come pretty fast here, all right, now, with bishop take. I mean, that's the threat. Bishop takes knight, rook takes pawn.
And then black would have to play pawn hotel 6, and white would take it again. Rook takes hotel 6, and the threat is still queen hotel 7 mate.
Yeah.
So this is a strong threat, isn't it? Bishop takes foxtrot 6.
I guess black could play pawn takes bishop, pawn takes bishop on foxtrot 6.
And that means after rook takes hotel 5, black can play pawn hotel 6.
Yeah.
But then white goes knight hotel 4 to foxtrot 5, and it breaks through anyway. It's unpleasant.
By the way, that for the pawn takes could be quite good. If black had moved that foxtrot rook, then he could put his king at echo 7 and probably pretty safe there, surrounded by pawns and such.
Or just put your king on foxtrot 8, so there's no mating limits.
Yeah, but if you get chased out of there, you can go to echo 7.
It won't get chased out of foxtrot 8.
Well, then if it can't, then it's wonderful. Because then black's attack proceeds on the queen side.
All right, black to play. Any ideas? White is threatening bishop chase knight foxtrot 6.
Well, again, wild ideas. Rook takes Bravo 2.
All right, Rook takes Bravo 2. If that's an active position, you have to look at the dangerous moves. All right, I'll play Queen takes Rook first.
Yeah, I think you have to do. If you do a king, then the rook comes over with check. And then, but now,
all right, rook takes Bravo 2. Queen takes Bravo 2. Now what?
I guess you can go knight takes pawn. Huh?
Knight takes delta 5, and the Charlie 3 knights is pinned.
Yep.
And you're triply attacking.
Triple attacking it.
Charlie 3, you're triply attacking, and it's pinned to the queen. So if white, this is the idea. Rook takes Bravo 2, queen takes Bravo 2, black knight takes pawn, delta 5. If white does nothing, black will play knight takes knight, Charlie 3, I think. And then the Gulf 7 bishop is coming to life against the white queen in a move.
Or more forcing might be bishop takes knight.
Bishop takes knight is better, you're right, because when the queen retreats to Charlie 2, you have moves coming in like Queen Alpha 3 check, or Rook Bravo 8 followed by Queen Alpha 3 check. Now, you've given an exchange back, because you've given up a rook, but you're an exchange up, so then you're a piece down, but you're winning a piece back on Charlie 3.
You win that one, yeah.
So essentially, your material in piece counts, material is equal. In pawns, I'm not too sure, but in such an open position in front of your opponent's king, the white king, you're not really worried about the pawns, but I suspect Black's got more pawns as well. So even if the attack fizzles out, Black will have the slightly better of the ending.
And he's still, his attack is quicker now than White's as well.
Oh, it's going to be painful with a bishop established on Charlie 3, yeah. All right, so let's have a look the other way. Rook takes pawn, Bravo 2. King takes Bravo 2. Oh, no, let's go back. Rook takes pawn, Queen takes Bravo 2. Knight takes Charlie 3. Let's play Bishop Delta 2. Well, you can still just play knights. Oh, you're running into... Oh, you can't take advantage of the pin. Oh, there's checks all over the place. Both players are in sorts of horrible pins here.
Yes.
Black might find it simpler to play knight takes knight. And after White plays bishop takes knight, then play bishop takes bishop, Charlie 3 for Black.
Oh, yes.
Queen Charlie 2, Queen Alpha 3 check, and then Rook Bravo 8 to Bravo 2.
It's coming in there, yeah.
Or Rook Bravo 8 to Bravo 2 first. It's quite complex.
Looks okay. Good for that,
yeah. Okay, let's go the other way. Rook takes Bravo 2, King takes Bravo 2. Well, the idea is still the same. We're trying to take advantage of the pin on Charlie 3, so you play knight 6, pawn, delta 5. White plays bishop, delta 2. Black plays rook, bravo, 8, check. White plays king, Charlie 1. Again, black plays knight takes knight, Charlie 3. Or if you want to be safer, bishop takes knight, Charlie 3. The attack is happening in front of the white king. If you play knight takes knight, Charlie 3, you maintain your golf 7 bishop.
Here's your reminder. 10:57 a.m.
Looking good for black.
So it looks whichever way white recaptures.
10:57 a.m.
There's a nasty pin on the Charlie 3 knight. So this is a thematic move in the Benko. Rook takes Bravo 2, followed by knight takes pawn, delta 5. It's a trick we saw last week. It didn't work for black. Well, it should have done, because white played a very interesting queen sacrifice. But it shouldn't have worked, but it did. All right, so rook takes pawn, Bravo 2. Is interesting, and black will get the piece back on Charlie 3 no matter what, and the attack will continue. Any other ideas for black?
Well, let's see. If he does not, black has a threat of rook takes queen check, so that's.
Oh, after rook takes pawn.
Oh,
yes,
sorry, no, we're doing instead of rook. I'm sorry.
Instead of rook takes pawn. Any other ideas for black? Yeah. Black.
Wow. Well, knight takes pawn makes for complications.
Knight takes pawn, delta 5. And that rules out the white bishop takes knight, foxtrot 6 trick, doesn't it?
Yep. But of course it makes it unnecessary as well. The rook pawn is undefended now.
Oh, I see. So there's almost a mateness, isn't there?
Six pawn threatens mate now the other way.
So knight takes delta 5 for black, and white goes rook takes pawn, hotel 5, and says, so what? So threatening queen takes hotel 7 mates.
So black might want to play foxtrot 5, block the diagonal, get the rook pawn, into it.
Pawn foxtrot 5, yeah.
Yeah.
White's got a slow plan of knights, hotel 4 takes foxtrot 5, moves out of the way. So, knight takes pawn, delta 5, rook takes hotel 5, pawn foxtrot 5 for black. You might have, you have to consider either pawn golf 4, bishop hotel 3, or knight hotel 4. So again, this is quite a complex position.
It might all be too slow. It's the black attack that it comes.
Well, with a knight on delta 5, black is threatening rook takes bravo 2 again, isn't he?
Yep, among other things.
Yeah. So after knight takes pawn delta 5 really complicates matters.
Again, it looks maybe it's good for black, so...
But you have to be careful because you could be giving white rook takes hotel 5 and knight hotel 4 takes foxtrot 5. But in the meanwhile, after knight takes pawn delta 5, black is definitely threatening rook takes bravo 2.
Yeah.
And whichever pace white piece takes with, in knight takes Charlie 3, and there's all sorts of discovered attacks on whichever white royalty captures on bravo 2. So it's similar to the lines we just looked at with white a tempo down. All right, we could spend another half hour on this and still not be fully decided over which to play. This is why studying middle games in your opening systems helps you out. Because if say, you have a middle game book on the Benko and games like this appear, and black keeps playing knight takes pawn delta 5, mm-hmm. and it seems to produce quite good results for black, then you know that knight takes pawn delta 5 is a concept in the first place, so you know it works sometimes, and all you've got to do now is decide, is this one of those occasions when it does work, or is it one of the occasions when it doesn't work? Because there will be ideas pushing both sets of results, and that's when you have to sift and work out why does it win for some players and lose for others, and it's usually nothing to do with the players themselves at the top grandmaster level, but more by the way the players handled it. So. Each player comes up with attack and defensive plans, and one of them's going to be inferior. So you have to do your homework if you want to play chess, little game chess like this. Unless of course you just enjoy playing chess for the sake of it, mm-hmm. and you're not really bothered, win, lose, or draw. All right, you might feel a little twinge when you lose, but you're not greatly bothered win, lose, or draw. You just want to have a fantastic game of chess, produce some amazing tactics, and if they turn out to work for you, brilliant. And if they don't, well, you weren't checking too hard, were you anyway, so.
Right.
All right.
And you're not booked up as the other guy, so that's why.
yeah.
Excuse me. Right.
So black in the game, black plays knight takes pawn, delta 5.
Instead of the rook move. Right.
Instead of the rook move. I think the rook move is more forcing. I think black gets a very good position after rook takes pawn, bravo 2. But here black's doing it the other way around. All right, it's white to play. Any ideas?
There are interesting things about knight takes knight and knight takes hotel, echo seven check.
Yeah.
Mate down the hotel file somehow. Yeah.
So you're looking at knight takes knight echo seven, something for black. Knight takes delta five, followed by knight takes echo seven check. And the black king has got no moves whatsoever.
We've got to go to the hotel file, but then we can attack on the hotel file with, I guess, with the queen first, maybe? Is that right? No. No, there's a bishop. Well, I mean, that's nice. He still has his rook pawn to shield him. I don't know, maybe rook takes pawn first. Then you're threatening. Well, anyhow, that's an idea that has to be thought about. Meanwhile, of course, black will be wreaking havoc on the white king as well. he's got in particular bishop takes bravo 2 check, and then the king can go there instead of to, as another escape square, maybe.
So if you play knight takes knight delta 5, there are two captures on bravo 2 to be considered.
Yeah. Yeah, the bishop also takes with check, which is nice. So, and it makes an escape square for the king. On the other hand, it doesn't attack the queen. This is a really complicated position.
Yep.
As commonly the case when people are attacking on both sides of the board and each other's kings, those are complicated.
I think I've said this before. I feel that opposite wing castling are the most difficult types of middle game to play.
You have
to calculate across the entire width of the board.
Yeah. And like here, the knight takes the delta pawn is something in the center. Just to make things more complicated.
I think it's more the pressure on Charlie 3 on Bravo 2 that's more.
Though the knight is hitting the Charlie 3 knight as well, so.
Oh, you're threatening to win a pawn, though. And you're already in exchange up, so you'd be quite happy to have a queen trade on Charlie 3. So if black is to play again, black will be playing knight takes knight, white bravo takes knight, and black queen takes pawn, Charlie 3, and just play an ending and exchange ahead. That's it's a comfortable win. It'll take you a bit of time, but you should win.
No brilliancy prize, but a point is a point. So.
Yeah, you should pick the points in 25 moves. The most, or have an even more winning position in 25 moves.
Complexity. I suppose white might as well play rook takes pawn because it threatens mate.
Yeah, black would have to go pawn foxtrot 5.
So, and then you're better off positionally, I think, already. I don't see any harm in doing that.
Well, there's another idea here we haven't looked at. Rook takes pawn hotel 5, black pawn foxtrot 5. Let's say knight hotel 4. Black just played pawn echo 6. And then it's very difficult for white to lie, get the queen into the black king side.
Yeah.
White's going to have to sacrifice two pieces on foxtrot 5. White's going after the bishop on hotel three player. Knight takes pawn. Pawn takes knight. And bishop takes pawn. Oh, you're only giving away one piece. But then your bishop's in the way of the queen. Or do it the other way around. Bishop takes foxtrot five. Echo takes foxtrot five. Knight takes foxtrot five. Threatening to move the knight and then play queen takes hotel seven. But in the meanwhile, something takes Charlie three is coming in with a possible trade of queens. So white can't afford it. So if rook takes hotel five, pawn foxtrot five for black, knight hotel four, knight takes Charlie three. Threatening knight takes alpha two check. Or even queen takes alpha two. There's going to be a queen trade on Charlie three before white gets an open diagonal to hotel seven. It's too slow, as you said.
So, well, and a crazy idea that foxtrot five looks kind of too strong for black. So one idea that would suggest is queen takes hotel seven at this point.
So you're going back to the crazy idea of last week, white playing queen takes gold six. So you're taking inspiration from last week and say, well, white sacrificed his queen, golf six last week, and it produced a difficult position for both players. And in the end, white took his opportunities, black missed his. Such is chess. All right, so you've got the idea.
And then the rook and the knight can mate over there.
So you're coming up with some vague idea of trying queen takes hotel seven check.
Yeah.
Before the diagonal gets closed, a rook takes hotel five check in the middle of all this, and maybe with or without your knight on delta five or echo seven.
Because maybe you could start with rook takes knight takes knight instead.
Okay, let's have a look. You're looking at knight takes delta five. I'll play rook takes pawn bravo two, okay? Just to kick your queen. What are you going to do now?
Yeah, well, now that really suggests queen takes pawn check. And then now the knight and rook maybe can cooperate in a mate here. Let's see how it goes. If your knight takes pawn, then rook takes pawn would be mate.
All right, so you're looking at knight takes delta five. Rook takes bravo two. Now what?
Queen takes hotel seven.
Okay, king takes. Rook takes hotel five. Check. King golf six.
Yeah, that's the trouble. you still didn't get it, maybe. Okay, yeah. So then you. Knight takes pawn. Check.
King takes rook, hotel five.
Rook. And bishop's protected. We just get a check somewhere.
Next move. Next free move. Black is coming in. Queen, Charlie, three, mating you.
There's the trouble. Well, bishop hotel three.
Queen Charlie three check. King delta one. Rook bravo one mate.
Whoops. Okay, we did something wrong. Maybe we don't want to allow the rook capture of the rook there.
Let's go. Knight takes delta five. Rook takes bravo two. You're not looking across the entire board. You focused on one idea. Queen takes hotel seven check. King takes. Rook takes hotel five. King golf six. It gets out. How do you stop king golf six?
Yeah, if you have the knight already in echo seven.
Okay, so let's go back. Let's examine knight takes knight delta five. Rook takes bravo two. Knight takes echo seven check.
Oh, it's check, yeah, okay.
Forces king hotel ace. Now you've blocked golf six as a flight square.
Yeah.
But don't forget your queen is attacked on Charlie two.
Yeah, so now queen takes to the pawn, and then rook takes, and that's mate.
No. Queen takes, hotel 7, check. King takes, hotel 7, rook takes, hotel 5, check. The king can't retreat to hotel 8, the king can't advance to hotel 6. The king can't go back to golf 8, the king can't come forward to golf 6.
Wow.
Because of the knight. But there's a golf 7 bishop.
Yep. Yeah, if that moves, that gives an escape square for the...
A flight square. When a unit moves, it vacates the square for somebody else.
Yeah.
So the bishop would have to come to hotel 6.
Hotel 6, huh? What? Hotel 6?
It's on golf 7.
But why can't I play bishop takes bravo 2 or something?
No, the white bishop is on golf 5. The black bishop is on golf 7. Start again. Knight takes delta 5.
Right.
Rook takes bravo 2. Knight takes echo 7, check.
Instead of rook takes bravo 2, what about bishop takes?
Well, no, focus on one line first. You just keep flustering from one to another. You'll never...
That's true. Okay.
So knight takes delta 5, proposed. Rook takes bravo 2. Knight takes echo 7, check. King hotel 8 is forced. Queen takes hotel 7, check idea. King takes hotel 7. Rook takes hotel 5, check. It's not mate.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Oh, great. Because he can block with the bishop first.
Yeah. Black has the legal move, bishop hotel 6, vacating golf 7.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Queen Charlie 3, check. It is a mating idea now for black. So what are you going to do after black intervenes, bishop hotel 6?
Yeah, queen takes knight is awfully strong.
So we're looking at knight takes delta 5, rook takes bravo 2. Knight takes echo 7, check, king hotel 8. We're looking at this because it's a forcing line. Queen takes hotel 7, check, king takes hotel 7, rook takes hotel 5, check. And now black can play bishop hotel 6. How do you continue?
I have the idea of somewhere putting bishop to foxtrot 6.
So you're looking to try and get a mate nest on the black king side?
Yeah.
and bishop fox dot six at the appropriate moments would stop queen charlie three check as well.
Exactly.
But at the moment, black's just played bishop delta six. Oh, sorry, bishop hotel six to block the check. That's the proposed line. Remember, everything has to be check, because otherwise black will play queen charlie three check in the middle of all this.
So it looks like I might start with rook takes pawn. Rook takes bishop check.
Okay, rook takes hotel six check. The only move is king golf seven.
Right.
Now you can't play bishop fox dot six because you'll lose your rook. You need to force the black king off golf seven in order to play bishop fox dot six. But bishop hotel six will not, bishop fox dot six will not do, because you will lose your rook. You're looking to play bishop fox dot six intending rook hotel eight mate, aren't you?
Yeah.
But you can't play bishop fox dot six yet because your hotel six rook will hang. Well, who can give check?
So knight to foxtrot 5.
So the knight on echo 7 comes back to foxtrot 5 check.
Yeah.
It pushes the black king backwards. The black king was in a sort of stalemate with the white pieces all around it. He's had no legal moves.
Yeah.
But it didn't need a legal move. The knight on echo 7 comes back to foxtrot 5 check. It forces the black king to golf 8. Now the hotel six rook doesn't need a protection.
Right.
So what do you follow up after knight fox shot five check, black king golf eight?
Let's see. Do I already have my bishop on fox shot six?
No, it's on golf five, protecting your rook on hotel six.
Okay. If I do bishop golf, he can't just play pawn takes bishop. I don't get that. Oh, whatever.
Knight's on fox shot five, bishop's on golf five, rook's on hotel six.
Yeah.
White knight fox shot five, bishop golf five, rook hotel six. And you're looking to play rook hotel eight mate.
It's got to be protected by something there. So,
knight fox shot five, bishop golf five, rook hotel six.
I mean, I'd like to play bishop to fox shot six, but he's got pawn takes bishop, isn't he?
There's no echo pawn. You took on echo seven check.
Oh, that's gone. Oh, okay. Oh, that's it then. Yeah, that's darn.
Okay, let's go through the whole line again.
So that looks like, yeah, that looks like it.
So white is proposing knight takes knight delta 5. First move, rook takes bravo 2. White knight takes pawn, echo 7 check. The echo pawn goes. King, hotel 8. Forcing moves, queen takes pawn, hotel 7 check. King takes hotel 7. Rook takes pawn, hotel 5, check. Black king has no moves. He got, because the knight on echo 7 guards golf 8, golf 6. Black can put the bishop on golf 7 in the way, bishop hotel 6. White can play rook takes bishop hotel 6, check. Again, black king has only one legal move, king golf 7. Knight on, we now need to get a bishop to foxtrot 6, but if you go immediately, you lose your hotel 6 room. So the white knight on echo 7 comes back to foxtrot 5, check, forcing the black king back to golf 8. And then white can play bishop foxtrot 6, which threatens rook hotel 8 mate, and backwardly guards the Charlie 3 square against queen Charlie 3 check, followed by rook bravo 1 mate.
Right.
So have you got the courage to, all right, have you got the courage to do that one?
Oh yeah, that's definitely works.
And by the way, you've recovered two pieces in the combination.
Yeah.
You gave up an exchange earlier on hotel 5. And when black played knight takes delta 5, you took a piece back. And when black played bishop hotel 6 in the middle, your rook takes hotel 6, check. So you regain two pieces and a pawn. In fact, three pawns. Two pieces and three pawns. You're getting the knight on delta 5 at the moment, the bishop on golf 7, and the echo hotel 7, hotel 5 pawns. And you end up with an apparently unstoppable mate threat on hotel 8.
Yeah.
But we saw an apparently unstoppable mate threat last week, didn't we?
Yes.
So, basically, if you play this line, knight takes delta 5, takes echo 7, queen takes hotel 7, rook takes hotel 5, rook takes hotel 6, knight foxtrot 5, check, bishop foxtrot 6, providing you don't lose your bishop or your rook, then the best black can hope to get out of this is a perpetual by draw.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not losing if you play knight takes delta 5 and black plays rook takes bravo 2.
Yeah.
But as you pointed out, knight takes delta 5, we have to examine bishop takes bravo 2 check.
Right.
Well, clearly, if bishop takes bravo 2 check, king bravo 1, you walk into a horrendous discovered check.
Yeah.
I don't know how to refute it. I'm wondering if bishop foxtrot 6 takes the bishop on golf 5 will do the job. Maybe not. Maybe it's not so easy to refute that. Dum-da-dum, what do we do? Well, you've got at least a draw with bishop alpha 3 check, king alpha 1, bishop bravo 2 check. So when you go bishop alpha 3 check, the king cannot step back onto the Charlie file. I'm wondering if after bishop takes bravo 2 check, king bravo 1, queen alpha 3 might be very painful, because you're then threatening bishop Charlie 1 followed by rook bravo 2. Or bishop anywhere, bishop golf 7 followed by rook bravo 2, which threatens mate on alpha 2. So bishop takes bravo, knight takes delta 5 idea, bishop takes bravo 2 check, king bravo 1 loses to queen alpha 3, I think, preparing a bishop check followed by rook bravo 2.
Mm-hmm.
Though there's probably nothing wrong with bishop takes bravo 2, king bravo 1, bishop discovered check going back to golf 7, followed by rook bravo 2. That's probably equally painful. So if knight takes knight delta 5, bishop takes bravo 2 check, I think white has to play king delta 1.
Go on now.
Black has to be careful because the same combination is still in the air. If black retreats bishop golf 7, white carries on with exactly the same combination of knight takes echo 7, queen takes hotel 7, Only that this time black hasn't lost black. Oh no, black hasn't got a rook on the seventh rank. That's all. All right. Knight takes delta 5, bishop takes bravo 2, king delta 1. There's no obvious breakthrough for black. Or is it queen takes alpha 2? Queen takes alpha 2. Knight takes echo 7, king hotel 8, queen takes hotel 7, king takes hotel, rook takes hotel 5, check, bishop hotel 6, rook takes hotel 6, check, king golf 7. Knight fox stop 5, check. It doesn't work this time because when you try to play bishop fox stop 6, the king has an immediate flight square on golf 7. So if white plays knight takes knight does 5 and black plays bishop takes bravo 2 check, the golf 7 square is immediately vacated. So the whole line, the whole queen sat line doesn't work. You need to be able to be threatening. Rook hotel 8 checkmate at the end of the sequence with a bishop on the long diagonal.
Yeah.
All right, knight takes delta 5, you lost a piece, so there's two pieces for the exchange now. Bishop takes bravo 2, king delta 1. It's still looking dangerous for black, but I can't find an immediate mate. I mean, white has got knight takes echo 7 and rook takes hotel 5. Do it a slower way. I think maybe white's getting in first. I can't prove this, but I reckon after knight takes delta 5, bishop takes bravo 2, king delta 1, I think the white attack comes in first. Or black could just ignore it and play rook on fox dot 8 to echo 8, which ruins the whole knight takes echo 7 check plan. So maybe after knight takes delta 5, bishop takes bravo 2 check, king delta 1, black should play rook fox dot echo 8, which defends echo 7 and gives the black king a little bit more breathing space. All right, white, over to you. What are you going to do? Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah. Well, it's black, right? Black. Oh, no, white
has to. Black has just played knight take pawn delta 5, and it's white to play.
Yeah.
Have you got the courage to play knight take delta 5 and give your queen up again? Remember, all queen sacrifices are equal, but some are less equal than others.
Well, it does look like that bishop takes pawn check.
Well, you should go king delta 1.
But then white doesn't have the... Well, he doesn't have to make the sacrifices.
Well, yeah, the queen takes hotel 7 doesn't work because black has king golf 7, and you're not getting a piece back on hotel 6. So, okay, bishop take bravo 2 check. It isn't mating. It isn't a crushing attack for black, but it doesn't. You don't get mated. All right, you don't end up giving white a powerful mating thrust.
I guess it's also the thought that if you don't play knight takes knight.
Well, if you don't do that, black's going to go knight takes knight and trade down to an ending anyway.
Yeah, so it's almost just... It doesn't matter.
If you move the knight, black rook takes bravo 2, yeah. So basically, you're going down if you don't play knight takes knight.
So it's forced.
If you don't play it, black will. And if black does, black will play queen takes pawn, Charlie 3. Queens are coming off. It's a dead ending. You're gone.
So that's enough calculation. You don't really have to calculate a lot of the stuff in a way. Because you can look for if white has something else to do instead of knight takes knight, but... I don't think so.
Well, you could always, instead of knight takes delta 5, you could just retreat bishop delta 2 and just say you're calling off the attack. Yeah. But even then, knight takes knight, Charlie 3, bishop takes Charlie 3, bishop takes bishop, pawn takes, queen alpha 3, check, king delta 1, rook bravo 2. This is painful.
Yeah.
And then bishop takes, echo two check is in the air. It's horrible. So basically, even if you try defending with bishop delta two, there's trades of two lots of pieces on Charlie three, followed by queen alpha three check, followed by rook bravo two. That is very painful. Followed by something takes echo two, or queen takes alpha two. It's horrible.
Yep.
And you're still two moves away from a mate on hotel seven. So white virtually has no choice. The game move for white is knight takes knight delta five. Right. Game move for black is rook takes pawn, bravo two.
Oh, that fails, right? Well, it seemed to fail. We think maybe he should have played bishop takes pawn here, right? Check.
Bishop takes pawn is less clear. It breaks the whole attempted mating pattern of bishop on foxtrot six and rook on the hotel file. It breaks the whole queen sacrifice, rook invasion of the hotel file, ending up with a bishop on foxtrot six covering hotel eight for a rook mate. It's a totally different game. But what do you accept?
Sort of calculated rook takes pawn lost, I thought, but we'll see.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But put it this way, it gets to a point where white shouldn't lose.
Yeah,
you're giving up your queen, but it gets to a point where white's got such a strong grip on the black king side that the best black can do is aim for at your check.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so knight takes pawn, delta 5. I agree, bishop takes pawn, bravo 2 is less clear.
Black might win that even, yeah. Whereas this way he can't win, he'll lose or draw.
Well, let's see what happens then. Okay, so white in the game plays knight, the Zwischen Zug, the important in between move, knight takes pawn, echo 7 check.
Let's see where, okay, rook takes pawn it was, I'm gonna do that.
It's too slow because rook takes Charlie 2 check. When black played rook takes bravo 2, it attacked the Charlie 2 queen.
Sure, yeah.
So there was no time for rook takes hotel 5 threatening queen takes hotel 7 mate.
Right, yeah, we figured that, right?
Yeah, so knight takes pawn, echo 7 check. Black king, game move for... These are all game moves. The game move for white is knight takes knight delta 5. The game move for black is rook takes pawn, bravo 2.
Yeah.
The game move for white is knight takes pawn, echo 7, check.
Check, that's important, of course.
Yeah. The game move for black is king, hotel 8.
Yeah.
The game move for white is queen takes pawn, hotel 7, check.
We calculate all this before.
Yeah. The game move for black is king takes queen, hotel 7.
Yeah.
The game move for white is rook takes pawn, hotel 5, check.
Mm-hmm.
Game move for black, another forced move, is bishop, hotel 6.
Golf 6?
Hotel 6.
Oh, yes, look at the king, where the king we go. Right, bishop.
Bishop, hotel 6 is the only legal move.
Yeah.
Knight on echo 7 guards golf 6 and golf 8.
Yes.
Game move for white is rook takes this bishop on hotel 6. You've now got two pieces in exchange for your queen.
Mm-hmm.
Game move for black is to occupy the vacated square. When bishop went to hotel 6, it vacates the square. Game move for black is king. Game move for white is knight on echo 7 to foxtrot 5, check.
It's amazing knight, yes. Does everything.
Yep.
Okay.
Game move for black is forced. The only move is king golf 8. If you wanted here, and you wanted to put a couple of more moves on the score sheet, you could play knight echo 7 check, king golf 7, knight fox 5 check, king golf 8.
So this shows white has at least a draw already.
White can now claim a draw by knight echo 7, fox up 5, echo 7, fox up 5. White can force a draw, so white is safe. White cannot lose. If white He's worried. White can cut and run for a draw. So this is where you have to think as white. You got this far. Have you got a mating net, or do you have to bail out with a draw? So what white has to decide between knight echo 7 check, a solid draw, repetition within a few moves, or bishop foxtrot 6, and then sit there and see what the, because you all you've got is a king and a backwardly pointing bishop from foxtrot 6 on the queen side. You've got absolutely no cover from these black pieces, but you've got mates on the move. If you play bishop foxtrot 6, you're threatening mates on the move, rook out to 8.
Sure.
You have to be careful not to lose your rook or bishop. You can lose your knight on foxtrot 5 because you have rook out to 8 mates. And notice that black moving the foxtrot 8 rook doesn't help one little bit, because white still plays rook out to 8.
Anymore. Yeah. But it gives black a free move.
Yep. But you haven't got Queen Charlie 3 check. You haven't got Queen Delta 2 check because the knight on foxtrot 3 backward guards this. There's only one piece that can give check safely.
Yeah, that rook can move. Rook Bravo 2 can.
Rook Bravo 2 can give itself up either Charlie 2 or Bravo 1.
Yeah. And after that, the queen can give some check somewhere.
So the rook on Bravo 2 must give check somewhere. It's the only check that black has got. Otherwise, oh, you haven't played bishop foxtrot 6 yet, have you? But you're still choosing between knight echo 7, a safe draw, or yep. Bishop foxtrot 6 risking a loss.
Yeah, it's white's move. She's calculating the bishop move. And after that gives up that rook, play with the queen, and then if white's not careful, the other rook can come in.
There is, the foxtrot 8 rook, yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, but how are you going to break the rook hotel 8 mesh? If you play bishop foxtrot 6, how is black going to break the rook hotel 8 mesh?
That's true, because it does no good to fork and win the bishop or the rook, because they're protected. So that's annoying. Oh no, the bishop won't be protected. Yes, it will. The rook will not be protected. Okay.
If you play bishop foxtrot 6, no, your rook is protected by the knight foxtrot 5. So you can't lose queen or rook, really, can you? They're not hanging. The rook is protected from foxtrot 5.
Oh, it is, yeah.
The bishop will be protected from foxtrot 6. So the only piece unguarded is the knight on foxtrot 5, but that doesn't matter because we have a threat of rook hotel 8 mates on the move.
Oh, well, okay. Well, yeah, if you do rook bravo 1, then you can do rook bravo 8, and then that gives an escape square for a flight square, as you call it, for the king, maybe.
All right, rook bravo 1 check, king takes. Rook bravo 8 check, king alpha 1. Where's your next check?
We don't need a check. Now you can run with the king.
can't.
Let's see. Oh, you still can't. Oh, Minya. Well, oh no, you can't even. You can't play king to foxtrot 8, but this doesn't help you.
Still, rook hostile 8 would be an H, yeah. So even if you vacate fox plus 8, and you have a spare move with king fox plus 8, you're still mated by rook hostile 8.
Yeah.
So you're suggesting rook bravo 1 check, king takes bravo 1, rook bravo 8 check, king alpha 1, and the black queen has no checks. Charlie 3 is covered by the bishop, foxtrot 6, or would be. Echo 1 is covered by the knight on foxtrot 3. So you give up another check, rook bravo 1 check, king takes, queen somewhere check. You've given up an awful lot of material to play queen bravo 4 check.
Francis G. Slagle.
Man.
It's Francis G. Slagle.
Hello? Hello? Sorry, I got a phone call, but I'm coming back.
Okay. So if rook bravo 1 check, all black can do is keep on giving out rooks on the bravo file.
Looking somehow to mate weight on the alpha bravo file with maybe the queen sacrifice thrown in there, but we'll see. Let's see here.
Call from Francis G. Slagle.
The bishop can come in with check.
It's Francis G. Slagle.
Yeah, there you go. Pawn takes. So I think that maybe after the rook sacrifice on bravo 1, you play bishop to delta 3 check, is it?
Then we get echo 2 takes delta 3 and you gained nothing.
Well, I've cleared the alpha file, maybe. Let's see.
Yes, but rook hotel 8 mates is always on the move.
I know.
And you're giving up rook bravo 1 check, king takes. You're giving up bishop delta 3 check, echo takes. You haven't got time for rook alpha 8 takes alpha 2.
Oh, I see. This is much better. It's a rook charlie 2 check. Yeah.
Ah. And if the king goes sideways, well... Yeah, all right. If king goes to bravo 1, what could you do? Queen takes alpha 2 mate?
Yeah. For example.
Yeah. And a king delta 1.
Delta 1. Meaning we're not going to look at king takes rook?
Possibly bishop takes echo 2 check.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that would force king takes Charlie 2. All right, so rook Charlie 2, king takes Charlie 2. How do you follow it up?
Well, queen takes alpha 2 looks strong.
All right, queen takes alpha 2 check. The white king can't go delta 3. If the white king is chaos and goes king delta 1, there's all sorts of ideas of either queen takes echo 2 or bishop takes echo 2.
Yeah.
So the suggestion king takes Charlie, rook Charlie 2, king takes Charlie 2, queen takes alpha 2 check.
Yeah.
If the king goes forward, king Charlie 3, you have queen alpha 3 check. If the king, and that seems to be heading for repetition. King back to Charlie 2, queen back to alpha 2. So rook Charlie 2 check, king takes Charlie 2. If king Charlie 1, there's queen Charlie 4 check. So it's beginning to look as if the rook Charlie 2 check might be giving black some chances of a perpetual here.
At least a draw, yeah.
All right, well, nothing else will do, will it?
Yeah, there's nothing else to save.
There's nothing. All right, so it's white to play, though, isn't it? So are you going to play Bishop Foxtrot 6?
No. Just why take because black may win.
You take, if you take the rook immediately, black's going to go pawn Foxtrot 6 on you.
If you take the pawn immediately.
No. It's white to move.
Why not take the perpetual?
All right, you can go 97 check and get a draw, right?
Yeah, that's what you should do, I think.
But what's wrong with Bishop Foxtrot 6 playing for a win?
I think that rook to Charlie 2 may give black chances to win.
All right, let's see what happens then. Game move for white is Bishop Foxtrot 6.
Oh, boy. All right.
Game move for black is rook Charlie 2 check.
Yeah.
Game move for white is king takes Charlie 2. Well, if you go king delta 1, bishop takes echo 2 comes in, forcing king takes Charlie 2 anyway.
Boy, this looks dangerous for...
King, if you go king bravo 1 after rook Charlie 2 check, king bravo 1, queen takes alpha 2 is mate. So you take it. King takes Charlie 2.
And you might say, oh my god, I turned the draw into a loss. Well, we'll see.
Okay, black plays queen takes pawn alpha 2. Incidentally, white has two mates on the move. Well, white has knight echo 7 mates and rook hotel 8 mates. So white's got two checkmates on the move.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about that. We gotta get the white king. Black has to get the white king here, or at least a perpetual.
So queen takes alpha 2 check. If you go king Charlie 3 or Charlie 1, if you go king Charlie 1, queen Charlie 4 check. Probably gets your perpetual somehow. If you go king Charlie 3, there's queen Charlie alpha 3 check. You can't go forward, you have to go backwards, and then it's queen alpha 2 check. You've got to be careful about allowing something takes off echo 2 check. So there's only one move to stop this perpetual.
Yeah, the bishop can come back, is that it?
Yep. The game move for white is a retreat. Bishop Bravo 2. You saw all this from playing knight takes delta 5. No. All right. So now it's black has got to get a perpetual. Let's have a look at the material counts. They've both got a rook. They've both got a light squared bishop. Black has got a queen, and white has got three minor pieces. White's got three pawns, black's got three pawns, so technically it's equal on pawn counts. But it's just too difficult to say that's a draw, because there's too much going on in the position. The black king is anything but safe. And there's always knight takes pawn, delta 6 in the middle of all this.
Have a black play foxtrot 6 now.
It's virtually, well, there's a queen check or two to be had, but you're right, pawn foxtrot 6 at some point is going to be necessary to break the mateness.
Yeah. That's a protected pawn, so that's nice. Okay. Ooh. I mean, still looking pretty good for black, I think. Oh. Black at some point could play rook to bravo 8, and then, oh boy.
I haven't got time. At the moment, you have to stop this mate in 1.
Yeah, well, that's what you have the Charlie 6 idea. That stops that. Then you can move the rook over, maybe. Well. But as you say, maybe you want to throw in some checks or something first.
Well, black would have to play pawn foxtrot 6 first if you want to play rook bravo 8. You play rook bravo 8 immediately.
Oh, yeah, no.
Rook hotel 8 is mate.
Yeah, you got either check or.
Well, there are two checks. There's Queen Charlie 4 check, Queen Alpha 4 check, or Pawn Foxtrot 6 immediately.
Okay, good. Yeah, Queen Charlie 4 looks like a kind of an annoying check. Is it? In fact, you know, in some variations, threatens queen takes echo 2 check, or queen takes echo 2. You know.
Here's your reminder, 11:57.
And that pawn on Charlie 5 for black can maybe help too now.
Mm. Here's your reminder, 11:57.
I think I would do that, Queen Charlie 4, just to centralize the queen some more, and white's position is not going to improve, I don't think, from there.
Well, it's either Queen Charlie 4 check or Pawn Foxtrot 6 immediately.
Yeah. But I think you might as well centralize the queen more. And it makes the threat. White has to. White can make mistakes there.
Okay. Game move for black is Queen Charlie 4 check.
Okay, good. Oh, okay. Oops. Which threatens queen takes echo 2 check.
Yep.
If white just tries to block the bishop again, then it's not so good. So, what else can he do? And white is weak on the white squares. The light squares.
Mm-hmm. Well, after Queen Charlie Four check game move, you have to calculate moves like King Delta One, King Bravo One, or Bishop Charlie Three. Yeah. If King Delta One, there's Queen takes Echo Two check, forcing King Charlie One. Then what?
Yeah.
Queen back to Charlie Four check. Forcing what King Bravo, if King Bravo 1, Queen Echo 4 check, King Alpha 1 or Alpha 2, Queen Alpha 4 check, Bishop Alpha 3, Queen Charlie 2 check, Bishop. It's beginning to look like that if White plays King Delta 1 or King Bravo 1, The black can get a perpetual out of this with Queen Echo 4 check or Queen takes Echo 2 check. Let's go through this again. King Delta 1, Queen takes Echo 2 check, King Charlie 1, Queen Charlie 4 check, King Delta 1, Queen Echo 2 check, King Charlie 1, Queen Charlie 4 check, King Bravo 1, be careful, Queen Echo 4 check, King Alpha 2, Queen Alpha 4 check, King Bravo 1, Queen Echo 4 check, King Alpha 2, Queen Alpha 4 check. So instead, Bishop Alpha 3, you might have problems with Bishop Charlie 4 check. Ooh, Bishop Charlie 4. Well, if you play Bishop Alpha 3, your mace is gone at kickoff. And besides which, Bishop Charlie 4 check probably gives black a mating net.
Or
the rook can join in, or the bishop can join in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, King Delta 1, going for the light squares doesn't work. King Delta 1 or King Bravo 1 doesn't work. So it has to be game move for White, Bishop Charlie 3.
That's so hard. You don't really want to lose that Echo 2 pawn, because then the bishop can get to Delta 3, or the queens, for that matter. But, so I think queen takes Echo 2 here now, huh?
Okay, and where does the white king go?
He has to go to Charlie 1, right?
Yeah, you've got to go to the dark squares, King Charlie 1. So we're suggesting Queen takes Echo 2 check, King Charlie 1.
Oh, that's that game move?
We're suggesting Queen takes Echo 2 check, King Charlie 1.
That's a suggestion, okay.
And then black has run out of sensible checks. Queen Foxtrot 1 is covered by the Golf 2 Bishop. Queen Echo 1 is covered by two white pieces. No more checks. So black would have to go Pawn Foxtrot 6. And then we could transpose back into the game continuation, which I don't want to reveal yet.
Okay.
All right, black didn't play Queen takes Echo 2 check, but if you think about it, you can transpose anyway, in all likelihood. Let's just check the score sheets. I don't want to make a mistake here. Bishop, Charlie 3. Yeah, I'm right. All right. As it happens, black can leave Queen takes Echo 2 for a move. Black can play it now or play it next move. So black in the game plays Pawn Foxtrot 6. So black has stopped the mate now. So it's white to play. Any ideas? Be as crazy as you like. All right. What can we notice?
Knight takes delta six, maybe.
Well, yeah. Queen takes echo two check would be logical, wouldn't it? King Charlie one. All right. So you pick the pawn back.
It also frees the bishop to come in, maybe. Check even.
How do you mean it frees the bishop to come in with check?
Well, the bishop can come up and check the black king.
Knight takes delta six.
Yeah.
How does that help the bishop check? Which bishop?
The golf two bishop.
But there's a knight on Foxtrot 3.
Oh, I was moving that knight instead of... Okay, I moved the wrong knight, sorry.
Well, if you could play Bishop Delta 5 check now, would it be any good?
Yeah, because soon you take with the queen, and then you could fork the queen.
With knight echo seven check, yeah. So if it was white to play and jumping over pieces was legal, bishop jumping over foxtrot three to delta five check forces, I think, queen takes delta five. Otherwise, just bishop takes queen, and black will be two pieces down.
Even better, yeah.
So bishop delta 5 check idea, black queen takes delta 5, knight echo 7 check, royal fork, picks up the queen on delta 5, and white remains two pieces of a simple win. But you can't play bishop delta 5 check.
But you can move that knight.
Ah, so we're thinking of moves with the foxtrot 3 knight. So where do you want to put it?
You can put it where a pawn can take it, even. You don't care.
you're looking at what, knight? Yeah. Well, where? There's lots of good moves, aren't there?
Probably the most forcing one would be knight to echo five, because it hits the queen.
But then queen takes echo 2 check, king moves, and delta takes your echo 5 knights.
Yeah.
Reinforcing the long diagonal. There's no mate.
That suggests knight to delta 4, maybe.
Which stops queen takes echo 2 check.
Mm.
But it doesn't do anything about queen alpha 2 check.
Mm.
Followed by Charlie 5 takes delta 4.
Followed by what?
If knight delta 4, queen alpha 4, 2 check, followed by Charlie 5 takes your knight on delta 4. Oh, well, hang on, it's the same story.
Still have the same story. Yeah.
Same story, bishop delta 5 check.
It's the queen okay. Dangerous
so, to yeah. So knight delta 4, the threat is bishop delta 5 check. All right, so knight delta 4, Charlie takes delta 4, bishop delta 5 check, queen takes delta 5, knight echo 7 check, king foxtrot 7, or king golf 7. King golf 7, what's protecting your rook? Knight takes delta 5, king takes rook.
Mm-hmm. So where are we?
So knight delta 4, pawn takes the knight, bishop delta 5 check, queen takes the bishop, knight echo 7 check, king golf 7 hitting your rook, knight takes queen delta 5, black king takes rook hotel 6, and I think that looks as if white has two bishops and a knight and three pawns against, oh, hang on. Oh, black's gonna play bishop takes pawn, delta 4. Sorry, white's gonna play bishop takes pawn, delta 4. This is quite complex.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look again. Knight delta 4, Charlie takes delta 4. White loses a piece. Bishop delta 5, queen takes delta 5. White two pieces down. Knights, echo 7 check, king gold 7, knight takes queen. Black's lost a queen for two pieces. And white black can now choose between pawn takes bishop Charlie 3 or king takes rook. If black goes king takes rook, white goes bishop takes black's an exchange up for a pawn. So knight delta 4 gives it all away.
Oops.
Knight delta 4, Charlie takes delta. Bishop delta 5, check, fork, queen takes. Knight echo 7, check, fork, king golf 7. Knight takes delta 5, king takes hotel 6. And white has got a bishop and a knight on delta 5, Charlie 3. Black, white can go bishop takes pawn, delta 4. But black's got a rook. Look, there's opposite colour bishops, which might help the defence. So white might be able to hold this with opposite coloured bishops, though the extra exchange, rook versus knight, might make it in black's favour. I just couldn't say. I'd fancy black to find something, but it wouldn't surprise me if white was able to set up some sort of defence and rely on the opposite coloured bishops. It would be a very difficult ending to play out for both players. Black shouldn't lose. So it's another idea involving moving the foxtrot 3 knight. Why don't you move it to a square where it doesn't get lost?
Well, weirdly enough, knight to golf 1 might be...
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Because black can't find any checks. or any good checks, then.
No, but this whole plan involves what? What does this plan involve? It involves Bishop Delta 5 check and the follow up Knight Echo 7 check.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do anything about the Bishop Delta 5 check much, can you? Because the Black King can't move. So the follow-up is, if it was white to play and the knight was no longer on Foxtrot 3, but suppose you put it on Golf 1, Bishop Delta 5 check, Queen takes, Knight Echo 7 check. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But Black's got a move to try and prevent all this. So what's the key move? What are the two key moves for White? Well, it's Bishop Delta 5 check followed by Knight Echo 7 check. But what if White can't do
this
one of
them? Reminder. Exercise.
You can move the king, I guess, actually.
No, the king can't move. Black king can't move. Oh, we can go king Foxtrot 7.
Yeah, Foxtrot 7 start participating, so to speak.
Ah, if you go king Foxtrot 7, you run into Knight takes Delta 6 check.
Oh, immediately. Oh, God. Wow. Okay, so Black's got to get off the diagonal, so sounds like. Oh, wait a minute. Then has he made it? Ooh. Okay, so White has to prevent the bishop.
All right, but why does this combination work?
The main thing is the queen and the king are on the diagonal.
Right, and what's the follow-up for White?
Oh, I see. Yeah, then the knight goes in and does the fork. So
the knight goes in and forks on Echo 7.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, so rook to Echo 8, maybe.
Would rule out the whole combination, maybe. Yeah.
And has
possibility of rook takes Echo 2 check.
Yes. Oh, wow. Boy, these guys are good.
But it's white to move, isn't it? So, yep. The idea, Bishop Delta 5 check, Queen takes, Knight Echo 7 check, doesn't work if Black can get a rook to guard Echo 7 in some way. But it's white to play. And you've got to find a move with this Foxtrot 3 knight.
Yeah, so if you move it forward, it would hit the, what would it do?
Well, we've looked at Knight Echo 5 check. That fails to Queen takes Echo 2, followed by Echo takes Delta 5. Oh, hang on, there's Bishop Delta 5 check in the middle of all that. This is complex. Knight Echo 5, Queen takes Echo 2 check. King Charlie 1. Delta takes Echo 5. Bishop Delta 5 check. Forces Rook Foxtrot 7.
Mm.
So you can start. No, there's no mate there. No. All right, you can get an exchange back, but I'm not quite sure this is good play. If the black queen ultimately, if pieces start coming off, White will not have a mating mess against the black king.
Yes.
So White ideally only wants to trade pieces if you're picking off the black queen. Picking off an exchange probably isn't good enough unless it leads to mate.
You need the big exchange.
Well, you need to win the black queen for something, or the black rook.
That's what I mean, the big exchange.
Light or dark squared bishop winning the black rook. The white light or dark squared bishop winning the black rook is probably not going to help whites, unless there's a mate or the win of the queen at the end of the sequence.
Mm-hmm.
So ideas that just pick up an exchange are good enough. But we got to find white's first move. It's going to be a move with the foxtrot 3 knight, but where?
Mm.
Well, there's only ace.
Right. Well, yeah, okay. Knight to delta 2. It doesn't protect the pawn, but at least when it's queen takes pawn, it's not check. So... It also hits the queen, so the queen's got to move. Yeah, so if the queen stays on the diagonal, you check with the bishop.
And then you've got your knight echo 7.
In any case, you check with the bishop.
Okay, knight delta 2, let's say queen takes echo 2, bishop delta 5, check, forces rook foxtrot 7. Mm. You might be able to come in with either rook takes foxtrot 6 or knight takes delta 6, picking off the foxtrot 7 rook. So you might be winning a whole rook here. You might be losing all your kingside pawns, but you might be winning a whole rook. All right, let's assume there's a possibility of playing bishop delta 5 check and black plays rook foxtrot 7. You've got to move this foxtrot 3 knight somewhere. Imagine yourself going bishop delta 5 check, not winning a queen, and black replying rook foxtrot 7. So where could this foxtrot 3 knight be placed?
Yeah, it'd be nice if it were up on... Gulf 5.
So, in other words, let's assume you're thinking of knight Gulf 5. Let's assume the white queen backs off queen Bravo 5. You come in bishop delta 5 check, which just happens to be checkmate, if black wants it to be. But black can play rook foxtrot 7, and then you can just take it and be a whole rook up.
Well, it's made too, isn't it?
No, you get to vacate foxtrot 8.
Yeah, but then you play rook.
Oh, you can take with the knight. No, it's still. It probably is a mate, actually. Yeah, it probably is a mate. After rook. Okay, let's go through this again. Knight golf 5 proposed. If pawn. You have to be prepared about pawn takes knight. Oh, if pawn takes knight. You play bishop delta 5 check with that trick again. So you're getting a queen for two pieces. So black, white would be two pieces up. Well, sorry, white would be one piece up. So the idea is knight golf 5 proposed. If pawn takes golf 5, bishop delta 5 check, queen takes delta 5, knight echo 7 check, comes back, picks off delta 5 queen. White, there will be opposite colored bishops in the position. But white will be a piece up, a whole piece up, a whole knight up. It would take time, but that should win. Oh, you might be losing rook takes foxtrot too, so you might have to be a bit careful. You might be losing quite a lot of pawns here.
Yeah.
No, you'll be okay. You'll keep a pawn. You might be forced to checkmate with bishop and knight. I can see a situation where black eventually gives up a bishop on the remaining white pawn and white's left with either rook, knight and bishop against rook, which is a technical win, or just bishop and knight against king, which is a book win.
Yep.
Assuming people read their books. So, knight golf five.
Actually, we went through that bishop and knight thing just with sort of common sense, and we got the mate. Yeah. Remember that? I don't know. I think it was with you. But maybe we were just lucky. I don't know.
It was on the chess castle or whatever it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you get bishop knight and don't know how to do it, you still should try because you might get it. I guess you got to know which corner to push the guy into. That's you got to know that. But
no, he's got to know which corner to run to.
Also, yeah, right.
And then you've got to know how to the W pattern with the knight, and which diagonals to keep the bishop on, and how to let the apparently escaping king think it's escaping, but in reality it's not.
Right.
There's a line where the defending king sprints across the board and it appears to be escaping the minor pieces, but it doesn't. They line up in such a way as to stop the flight, and then the attacking king comes in, and the three attacking units just chase down the king.
But I used to think it was even harder than it is. So I think in the old days, if I got that position, I would just take the draw because I thought at that time, if you don't know how to do this, you're not going to discover it by luck over the board or something. But it's definitely worth trying, even if you don't know how to. Even if you don't know how to do it. Well, anyway, okay. It's a side issue.
All right, so we're looking at knight golf five because it takes control of foxtrot seven.
Right.
And it sets up the bishop delta five check idea. So if you play knight golf five, you're controlling foxtrot seven. And if the black queen runs away with something like queen bravo five, then bishop delta five check forces rook foxtrot seven. And you can just play knight takes foxtrot 7 and win a whole rook.
At least.
The position has altered. White will still have queen takes echo 2 check. And this time, with a bishop on delta 5, your king Charlie 1 defense doesn't work because black's got queen foxtrot 1 check. So I don't know if black still gets perpetual or not. I suspect it shouldn't, but maybe after knight golf 5, queen bravo 5, bishop delta 5 check, rook foxtrot 7, maybe bishop takes foxtrot 7 is superior because it's check and it forces king foxtrot 8.
Yep.
And then you just go rook hotel 8 mate. So that's why. Because echo 7 is covered from foxtrot 5 and foxtrot 7 bishop is covered from golf 5. So there's a mace here. There's a little bit of a mace. The idea is knight golf 5, if queen bravo 5, getting out of the way, bishop delta 5 check, only move black rook foxtrot 7, bishop takes foxtrot 7 check, king foxtrot 8, he's then stranded. It has no legal moves. The bishop covers echo 8, the knight on foxtrot 5 covers golf 7, echo 7, the bishop on foxtrot 7 is covered by the knight on golf 5, so rook golf 8 is mate. Rook hotel 8 is mate.
Mm.
All right. Again, we could spend half an hour on this position. Still not.
Black has the idea of moving his queen and then putting the bishop on that same diagonal.
Yeah, you mean queen takes echo 2 check and then put the bishop on Charlie 4.
To prevent that nasty bishop check, yeah.
Well, which prevents the bishop delta 5 check winning a whole rook, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the game move for white is knight golf 5. Game move for white is knight golf 5, which exposes the golf 2 bishop for the ideal bishop delta 5 check. Queen takes delta 5, knight echo 7 check, king moves, knight takes delta 5, and even if pawn takes golf 5, White's got two pieces against black's one. There's a rook each, but two pieces against one. Pawns are equal. That's just a simple win. Oh, white might be picking up a pawn or two on the king's side, but I still reckon it's a win.
So I think he's got to do that thing. Queen takes the pawn and then put the bishop on the, where the queen moves.
Yeah, I agree. Queen takes echo 2 check. King goes Charlie 1. Bishop alpha 6 comes into Charlie 4. And it rules out the big plan, the master plan of bishop delta 5 check.
Mm. Those, are those game moves?
No.
No.
No. I think queen takes echo 2 check, king Charlie 1, bishop Charlie 4 is difficult. I suspect white, Fritz and friends will say white is probably winning this. All this piece activity should find something by force, I suppose, but you never know. Black's only one move away from playing queen takes foxtrot 2 with all sorts of threats on golf 1.
Taking the golf 2 bishop.
Well, and the golf 2 bishop. Yeah, queen takes foxtrot 2, threatens the golf 2 bishop as well.
And black sees the important diagonal.
Well, white has got a draw. After knight golf 5, queen takes echo 2 check. King Charlie 1, bishop Charlie 4. White has got a perpetual with rook golf 6, hotel 6, golf 6, hotel 6. So white isn't losing. But white will be looking for a win here with three active pieces around the black king and the Charlie 3 bishop and challenger ball into the black king side. But I agree, queen takes echo 2 check, king Charlie 1, bishop Charlie 4 puts up a strong defense. I think it's quite a strong defense. As I say, well, I mean, come on, be fair to black. He's been confronted by somebody playing intensely aggressively, coming up with a queen sacrifice, flooding the king side with pieces. I mean, you know, it's pretty devastating play.
So he has had his counterattack too.
Oh, he had his chances to play rook take bravo 2 a move earlier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, I think queen takes echo 2, as I said, queen takes echo 2 check, king Charlie 1, bishop Charlie 4, and then white has to, well, there's knight, you've got to be careful about your golf 5 knight, you can't leave it there forever.
All right, take it.
You could go in knight hotel 7, intending something like knight takes foxtrot 6 check.
Mm-hmm.
That might be good enough for a win. There's a mate involving white playing rook hotel 7 and knight hotel 6 mate, but black can break the mating pattern but by just throwing the foxtrot 8 rook sideways, maybe bravo 8. So, if queen takes echo 2 check, king Charlie 1, bishop Charlie 4, rook hotel 7, black must move the rook, rook bravo 8 we suppose. Knight hotel 6 check. Ah, is he picking off? Maybe the rook has to go to Charlie ace. Oh no, the bishop's on Charlie 4. If black throws the rook sideways, white might have ideas of rook hotel 8 check, picking off the black rook.
Though the rook would be protected on the echo front, could, if black has played queen takes echo 2.
So queen takes echo 2 check idea, king Charlie 1, bishop Charlie 4, white to play, rook hotel 7. Let's go rook delta 8. Rook hotel 7, delta 8, no knights, Where? Knight hotel 6 check, king fox plus 8. Rook fox plus 7 check, king echo 8, 1 check and he's dead. Bishop Charlie 6 mate. And if the rook goes further than delta 8, when white comes in rook hotel 7, knight hotel 6 check, rook hotel 8 check will pick off the rook on either the Charlie, Bravo or Alpha files. So queen takes echo 2 check, king Charlie 1, bishop Charlie 4. Maybe it isn't as strong as I thought. Ah, hang on, okay. Queen takes echo 2 check, king Charlie 1, bishop Charlie 4, rook hotel 7. What about just simply golf takes foxtrot takes golf 5?
Yeah, there's that.
Ooh. Then we get rook golf 7 check, forcing king hotel 8. Then we get rook echo 7 check, discovered check, followed by rook takes queen echo 2.
Mm.
And that's a little bit messy. How many minor pieces? 3 minor pieces against rook and bishop. There might be a windmill here. Ah, it's made beautiful. Oh, wonderful. Let's take a look at this one. Queen takes echo 2 check. King Charlie 1, Bishop Charlie 4, to stop the ideas of Bishop Delta 5, Rook Hotel 7. He goes, pawn takes Golf 5. We go Rook Golf 7 check, King Hotel 8 is forced, Rook Foxtrot 7 check, discovered. King golf 8 is force, and then knight on foxtrot 5 goes in on hotel 6, giving check and protecting foxtrot 7. Yep, and the black king is trapped in on golf 8. Can't go hotel 8, can't go to the 7th rank, can't take the foxtrot 7 rook. So let's go through that line again. Queen takes echo 2 check, king Charlie 1, bishop Charlie 4, stopping the bishop delta 5 idea, but rook hotel 7, pawn takes golf 5, rook golf 7 check, king hotel 8, rook foxtrot 7 discovered check from the Charlie 3 bishop, king golf 8 is forced, and knight hotel 6 guards the rook and gives checkmate. So, queen takes echo 2, and bishop Charlie 4, rook hotel 7. Black can't take the knight on golf 5, so black then tries moving the rook sideways, maybe. Rook to Charlie, rook bravo 8. Where's Charlie 8? We've protected that, okay. So I think knight hotel 6 check, king foxtrot 8, rook, is there a mate there? No, there won't be. Rook hotel 8 check, king golf 7, rook takes Charlie 8, king takes hotel 6. So white's only winning exchange. That's not clear enough, because once one of the pieces gets lost on the king side, the mating, any mating nets probably evaporates, and the black queen is in amongst foxtrot 2 and golf 3. So maybe it just about holds, providing black doesn't take the knight on golf 5 but moves the rook sideways. But white doesn't have a... Knight echo 7 check. Sudden check. King there. Alright, I suspect the three pieces on the white king side. If we had another quarter now, we could probably find something to pick up either the black queen on echo 2 or a mate. That's going to take a lot of effort. All right, you want to see the game move? Let's read the game score.
Yeah. By the way, can't Black, after an echo two, keep going between the first rank and second rank, taking pawns and the bishop, and keep checking as he's doing it?
No. The bishop on Charlie 3 guards echo 1. The bishop on Golf 2 guards Foxtrot 1.
Yeah, how unfortunate. All right.
So, knight, golf, 5, there we go. Yeah. All right, so let's just do one last check. Queen takes echo 2 check. King, Charlie 1, bishop, Charlie 4. We think, all right, let's see if we can get this. The black bishop guards important light squares, Foxtrot 7, echo 6, delta 5. Well, white has at least... No, white hasn't got knight echo 7 check because there's a black queen on echo 2. So white has got a draw with rook, golf 6, hotel 6. But white could play rook, hotel 7, which threatens knight, hotel 6, mate. Well, after rook, hotel 7, if pawn takes knight, we've seen the mate, rook, golf 7, foxtrot 7, and knight hotel 6. So after rook hotel 7, black must move the rook somewhere. And if it goes, if it doesn't go far enough, I think white gets a mate with the rook and the knights. And if it goes too far, white can take an exchange. Or instead of rook hotel 7, there's knight hotel 7. Which puts a tempo on the black foxtrot 8 rook. So we follow with knight takes foxtrot 6 check, and that's probably the most sensible way about it. Black queen has queen takes foxtrot 2 golf, and threatened golf 2, golf 3. So this would have to be calculated. White can cut and run with a draw. Golf 6, hotel, golf 6, hotel 6, draw. All right, it's black to play in the game. The game move for black is rook, echo, ace. So, the idea is now the bishop delta 5 trick, queen takes delta 5, knight echo 7 check is ruled out.
I guess white has a draw now, right? Keep checking with the rook.
Rook golf. Well, rook golf 6, king hotel 8, bishop takes foxtrot 6 is mate.
Yeah, I mean, he has at least a draw.
Okay, rook golf 6, king foxtrot 8. Rook takes foxtrot 6, king golf 8. Rook golf 6, king foxtrot 8. Knight's got hotel 7 as mate.
Yeah, that's...
Rook, golf, 6, check. King, foxtrot, 7 is illegal.
Yeah, so that's just...
Rook, golf, 6, check. King, hotel 8. Yeah, rook, golf, 6, check. King, hotel 8. Bishop takes foxtrot, 6 is not mate. Rook golf 6, check, king hotel 8, bishop takes foxtrot 6 is not mate.
Why not?
Queen takes c2. Queen takes Queen takes Charlie 2.
What variation are we on here? Oh, this is... Black did not play Queen takes...
No. Black Queen is on Charlie 4. The game move for Black is Rook Echo 8. White has an Echo 2 pawn and Black has a Queen on Charlie 4. So, if Rook Golf 6 check, King Hotel 8, Bishop takes Fox.6 is not mate.
No, so White has at least a draw, though.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Perpetual with that Rook, if he wants.
You have to be careful about Rook takes Echo 2 check coming in.
So the question is, can White find a win instead?
All right. One of the unwritten rules in positions like this is that you have to examine forcing moves.
Yeah.
All forcing moves, and that's how stupid they look. Well, how many forcing moves has White got?
Well, they include the checks, so...
Yep, it's only checks. They're the only forcing moves you've got, checks.
Well, some in this situation, sometimes there are the...
In this type of position, yeah. Where it's just crazy, and the position is just so wild. The first lines you look at are the checks.
Two rook moves that do it, and a knight move that does it. And a bishop move that does it. Yeah, the flaw before was that bishop was pinned, but well, we can unpin it with the bishop move.
So, the Charlie 3 bishop couldn't play bishop takes fox.6 at all because it was pinned. So, you're analyzing bishop delta 5 check such that when queen takes delta 5, the Charlie 3 bishop can join in the game.
Exactly.
All right, let's follow it out. Bishop delta 5 check, queen takes delta 5. Now what have you got?
Yeah, so we'll rook to golf 6 check.
And at king hotel 8.
Then we use our unpinned bishop to...
Bishop takes fox.6, check, okay. So bishop delta 5, check. Queen takes delta 5 is forced. All right, black might move the king. You take the white takes the queen, black takes the queen. White just retreats the gulf, 5 knight, and white's 2 pieces. Okay, so game position. We're suggesting bishop delta 5, check, forcing move. Queen takes delta 5, forced reply. Rook golf 6, check. King hotel 8 loses to bishop takes fox toss 6. So how about king fox toss 8?
Then knight hotel 7 is made.
No, it's not. King fox toss 7. And also attacks your rook.
Well, I guess we can start with rook takes pawn, check.
Okay, rook takes pawn, check. The only legal move is king golf 8. You can play knight hotel 6, check. Forcing the king onto the long diagonal.
Yeah.
Then you go rook takes delta 6, check. And it's mate. Oh, well, black can put a rook in the way. But then you play rook takes queen delta 5. Have we got this right? Say rook golf 6, check. King fox to 8. All right, sorry. Bishop delta 5, check. Queen takes delta 5. Rook golf 6, check. King fox to 8. Rook takes fox dot 6, check. King golf 8, forced. Knight hotel 6 check. Knight from fox.5 to hotel 6 check. The king has to step onto the long diagonal. It has to be king golf 7. And then we play rook takes delta 6 check, picking off the black queen in some way.
Yeah.
Black king has to go to fox.8. After rook takes delta 6 check, the black king has to go to fox plus 8. And then just rook takes delta 5, and you want a queen back and all your pieces are safe. So you're effectively what? Bishop for bishop, 3 pieces up?
There might even be a mate there, because you got a rook, bishop, and 2 knights on top of the poor king.
Okay, but this is virtually resignable for black, isn't it? Yeah. Rook golf 6 check, king fox dot 8, rook takes fox dot 6 check, king golf 8, knight hotel 6 check. King has to go to golf 7 or hotel 8. I think hotel 8 might well be a mate. Hotel 8, rook takes fox dot delta 6 demands that, in fact, after king hotel 8, rook echo 6 check, forces queen delta 4. But then you play bishop takes queen check, rook takes rook check. Yeah, all right. There might well be a mace, okay. But we've got to win. Rook golf 6 check, king fox dot 8 forced. Rook takes fox dot 6 check, king golf 8 forced. Knight hotel 6 check, forces the king onto the long diagonal. King golf 7. Okay, king golf 7. Rook takes delta 6, discovered check, costs black the queen.
Mm.
And king must go back to fox dot 8. In fact, we've got a windmill here. After rook takes delta 6 check, king fox dot 8, rook fox dot 6 check, king golf 7, rook takes alpha 6 check, king fox dot 8, rook fox dot 6 check, king golf 7. Then rook delta 6 check, king fox dot 8, and then rook takes queen delta 5, and you're only 4 minor pieces up.
That should be enough.
All right, okay. Keep going. Bishop delta, all right, you've got a win, so you found your win. Bishop delta 5 check is correct. You need to liberate the Charlie 3 bishop.
Right.
But you said you felt there should be a mate. So, bishop delta 5, check. Queen takes delta 5. Are there any other forcing moves apart from rook golf 6 check? When you played bishop, if you played bishop delta 5 check, you unpin your Charlie 3 bishop. So, bishop delta 5 check, queen takes, what then? How can you make use of the Charlie 3 bishop?
We could take the pawn, but then that gives black a move, which I don't want to do.
It does. But if you could take the pawn with check,
but you, oh, I see. Oh, so you rook to hotel 8.
Okay, so we're looking at bishop delta 5 check, queen takes delta 5 forced. Rook hotel 8 check. Because of the way the knights are sitting, they cover the black second rank.
Yes.
King takes hotel 8 is forced. Bishop takes foxtrot 6 check. Where does the king go? It can't go on the second rank, so it can only go to golf 8.
Yeah.
Right, so now the bishop covers golf 7, echo 7. The knight on foxtrot 5 covers golf 7, echo 7. The knight on golf 5 covers hotel 7, foxtrot 7. The king's on golf 8. So the only piece that can give check is the foxtrot 5 knight. Well, if you go echo 7, it'll just get taken.
Right.
So where can it go?
Hotel 6.
Hotel 6 check. All right, let's look at this. Hotel 7, so a knight hotel 6 check. Hotel 7 is covered from golf 5. Golf 7 is covered by the white bishop on foxtrot 6. Foxtrot 7 is covered by the hotel 6 knight and the golf 5 knight. And hotel 8 is covered by the black white bishop. So the black king gets forced to foxtrot 8.
And then bishop to golf 7 mate.
Nothing defending it. The knights are on golf 5 and hotel 6.
Oops.
Bishop on foxtrot 6 covers golf 7 and echo 7. Knight on hotel 6 covers golf 8 and foxtrot 7. Always check, it might be mate.
I don't have a position now. Let's see. Bishop now. I lost track where the pieces are. So bishop on foxtrot 6.
Check, king, golf 8. Knights are on the 5th rank. Knight hotel 6 check. Forces king foxtrot 8.
Oh, so knight hotel 7 is mate.
Check is mate because the knight on hotel 7 gives check. The knight on hotel 6 guards the light squares golf 8 foxtrot 7. The black king cannot go to echo 8 because of his own rook. And the black king cannot use golf 7 or echo 7 because of the foxtrot 6 bishop.
Wow.
It's a pissy white, missed it, isn't it?
And the black rook is in the way of escape.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it went to the echo file to invade rook takes echo 2, you see.
Which would have been nice, yes, but...
And also stop knight echo 7. Okay. Right. So, do you want to check this? Bishop delta 5 check. Black has to take that. Black can't do anything else. Queen takes. Proposed move, rook hotel 8 check. The black king can't come forward because of the two knights on golf 5, foxtrot 5. So black has to play king takes. White now has the unpinned Charlie 3 bishop. Bishop takes Foxtrot 3 check. Foxtrot 6 check. King to golf ace. White now comes in knight on Foxtrot 5 to Hotel 6 check. Black king cannot go Hotel 7 because of the golf knight. Golf 7 because of the bishop. Foxtrot 7 because of the hotel. Both knights. Both knights. Hotel 6, golf 5. Black king can't go back to Hotel 8. So black king must come Foxtrot 8. Now the white knight on golf 5 comes in Hotel 7, gives check. Black king cannot go to the light squares. Golf 8, Foxtrot 7 because of the Hotel 6 knight. Black king cannot take its own rook on Echo 8. Black king cannot go golf 7, Echo 7, dark squares because of the Foxtrot 6 bishop. So bishop delta 5 check leads to a forced mate in 5 if white can find it.
Yeah.
Well, the moves described are all game moves. Game move, bishop delta 5 check, black queen takes delta 5. Game move, white rook hotel 8 check. Game move, black king takes hotel 8.
So we also calculated the rook to golf 6 wins, right?
Yeah, but this is mate in 5, but rook golf 6 check does. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you're short on time, rook golf 6 check wins the black queen. Yeah. Actually, it wins the black queen and the black alpha 6 bishop.
Yes.
And two pawns in the process, yeah.
Material vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Black will pick up the Echo 2 and Foxtrot 2 pawns, but they're irrelevant. White will keep the Golf 3 pawn and promote it. So, after Bishop Delta 5 check game, Queen takes Delta 5, Rook Hotel 8 check game move, King takes Hotel 8, Bishop takes Foxtrot 6 game move, King Golf 8, Knight Hotel 6 check game move, King Foxtrot 8, and Knight Hotel 7 mate. Again, the king can't move. And all the white pieces, they each play their own little bit. The Hotel 7 knight gives check. The Hotel 6 knight guards light squares, and the Foxtrot 6 bishop guards the dark squares, which again underlines that if you have knight and bishop, put them on the same colour. Which is what you're talking about in the bishop versus knight ending. The key positions in the bishop versus knight mating a king involve keeping the knight and bishop on the same colour. And in that way, the bishop guards its own colour complex, and the knight sitting on the bishop colour guards the opposite colour squares to the bishop. And of course, you still bring the king in. Well, that's how you're meant to play with bishop and knight against a lone king. Keep on lining up the knight, transferring the knight to opposite colour squares and back onto same colour squares as the bishop. And when the knight sits on the same colour squares as the bishop, it gives the most power. So, yet again, white comes up with a checkmate involving minor pieces, having played a queen sacrifice.
Very nice. Pretty scary, though. Boy, man.
Very difficult game for both players to play. Lots of hard work.
Let's see. Did black have a chance to get a draw, a perpetual?
Probably not. White had that, I guess. I think after black plays knight takes knight delta 5, I don't know if the only unclear game is after knight takes knight delta 5 is bishop takes pawn bravo 2.
Oh, yeah.
After rook takes pawn bravo 2, I think it's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's another move we didn't look at. After knight takes knight delta 5, there's queen takes pawn alpha 2 as well, which is similarly powerful.
Oh, yeah. Because the knight, the protector has moved, the knight has moved.
Yeah, the knight which protected alpha 2 is gone. And the checkmate doesn't work because black's coming in with queen takes bravo 2 against the white king instead of rook takes bravo 2.
Yeah.
So white can go for the checkmate, knight takes echo 7, king hotel 8, queen takes hotel 7 check, king takes, rook takes hotel 5 check, and when white plays bishop takes, rook takes hotel 6 check, knight foxtrot 5, bishop foxtrot 6, the black queen has queen alpha 1 check, and there's all sorts of ideas, it's not so clear.
Mm-hmm.
So knight takes delta 5 for black was tactical, but it backfires. It is part of the theme of how to play against the white queen side, but maybe rook takes bravo 2 instead of knight takes delta 5 was superior.
Yeah. Well, so...
If chess wasn't hard work, we would not play it.
It's amazing that, well, it was a double-edged game with attacking each other.
Well, I suspect rook takes hotel 5 is probably unsound. But as Tal says, another post-mortem loss.
Yeah, it certainly weakens black's king side. On the other hand, white's queen side is weak.
Fragile. Yeah,
it's a pawn, you know.
It's fragile to the rook takes bravo 2 sacrifice, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well.
Put the foxtrot rook over there. Well, that could add two advantages. A little escape for the king and more firepower on the queen side.
Yeah, depending on your perspective, either rook takes bravo 2 is a sacrifice or just a combination. I suspect it's more of a combination than a sacrifice.
I guess it depends whether you can see to the end. It's a combination if you can see that it works, at least the mayor, you get the material back or something, but it's a sacrifice if it just gives you lots of play, but you can't really see to the end.
Yeah, and maybe there might be a very difficult to find formation for the defender to hang on in there.
Yeah.
So
they went into this thing, and a few moves later, there were very subtle things, which is hard to believe they could see. Three or four moves in advance. So I think they were both kind of speculating on positional sense, and white got it right. Black didn't.
Well, white's always a few times could cut and run and take a draw. White's had a perpetual instead of bishop foxtrot 6.
Mm-hmm. That was a good decision right there.
So bishop foxtrot 6 going for the mate and calculating that the bishop will have to retreat to bravo 2 and black can break the pack with pawn foxtrot 6. And then it becomes a question of what do you do with the position then. And without knight golf 5, maybe the position isn't as clear.
Yeah, theoretically, if he should have been able to see knight to golf 5 from where? From the beginning there, practically. And that's pretty tough. It's pretty hard to see. Even when it was there, or at least I didn't immediately see that one. I saw other places to put the knight, but they weren't quite good enough. And I see that whole thing about winning the queen and woo. But, four or five moves ahead of time. It's amazing. If they saw it, or, maybe they just went positionally and then there it was. We'll never know. Especially, if they were 27-50, then we'd say, oh, yeah, well, they saw that. But these guys were not super grandmasters.
No.
But they, white in particular, as it turns out, played like one. But if black had happened to win, then black would have, we say black would have played like one, but he lost.
A lot of interesting concepts too in this. I don't know about the whole idea though of castling queenside against the Benoni gambit. Whoa, those two open files? Wow, that's really something.
Yeah, most players put the king on the king side and try and hang on to the extra pawn on the queen side,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this idea of hotel four, hotel five, etc. is... It's pretty risky.
It's destabilizing, yeah.
It's going to lead to a tactical game, that's for sure. And Black has a nice thing. He's got the Fianchetto Bishop, which protects his king and attacks White's king on the queen side. So it's really a nicely placed piece. Strangely, well, he had the chance, I guess, Bishop takes Bravo 2 at one point. But aside from that, it actually didn't play much of a part, except it got in the way a lot of times for Black. Well, great. Thank you very much. And have a good week.
Okay.
Very educational, as usual. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye all.